the Dirty Harry, the French Connection, the Owl and the Pussycat, Bullet, Carnal Knowledge, the Fox, Isadora Sunday, Bloody Sunday, Clue, Goodbye Columbus Model Shop, Diary of a Mad Housewife, I Love You Alice, Betokeless Summer of 42, Pretty Maids All in a Row, Bob and Carol and Ted and an Alice, Pussy Galore, Goldfinger and Vanishing Point, and all the time, who the fuck was I supposed to be kidding? How is anyone supposed to live a life these days? Subtextually, is the cleaver arsed answer? Well, that's funny, but also unhelpful, and a way of closing down a perfectly serious question. I went to buy a pint of milk, and there's a small guy sitting by the side of the supermarket like he has eagle claws of poverty going right through his chest, and I feel I'm being suckered. And in a trailer for a film I've never gonna see. So what? She has hot lips, the one I'm thinking about, being beyond the beyond in a good way. I like the way there's always a strip tease in my head, and a house that screams, and other nights that understand the nature of anxiety and emotional panic we all carry around. The scariest things are trite on one level and cute on another, which is why when I call anything cute, it contains just enough of the unexpectedly tragic to be upsetting for a long while. What amazes me is the thought that some people's true nature is trauma. I see that as an everlasting thought, heavier than theology, or sweet backs or cocktail waitresses who always seem on the brink of saying yes. What rolls my eyes and gets me talking is the bathtub scene, which is how you manage to erase sitcom. So where are those days, honey? And why does it feel so much darker now? And sadder and less than what was promised. I guess when I watched The French Connection years ago, I assumed I was the French dude with the beard. I listen to the radio and keep track of the sun. Every day's a kind of last Wednesday, I guess.